The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. The Terrapins are 1-0 in conference and 4-0 overall. Maryland travels to Penn State on Saturday for a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me on. As you said, we're real excited about coming off a good home win. It was homecoming. I thought our guys came out and played really well, had the right mindset, played with a lot of energy, and it showed. And so there was a lot of good things coming out of it. A lot of things we need to improve on and clean up, as we know. And now going to our first road conference game, and we know we got a big task ahead of us this week. And Penn State's coming off a big win themselves, overtime win at home. So you know they're riding high as well. It'll be a good environment for college football, and we're excited about the challenge.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from David Jones, PennLive.com.
Hi, DJ. How you doing? I'm curious what you thought when I suppose at some point in the winter you analyzed the turnover deficit that the Terrapins had last year. What did you find? Was there a reason for it, an overarching reason, and what have you done to address it, if anything?
It was something that obviously I took notice of, and we addressed very early on. Probably day one is something I talked about with the team, to be honest with you. And, it's just been a process of talking about it, teaching our players just how the game works and how a turnover can really kill you, how a punt is not a bad play, on a third down, as opposed to putting the ball in harm's way, maybe taking a sack or throwing it away isn't all bad. If you go punt and play good defense, you may have won yourself some field position. And then going out in the field and actually working on it, and it's something we do every day here, just working on ball security and working on turnovers on defense, trying to get the ball out. And I guess anytime you emphasize something that much, you want to see it pay off on the field and come out. And we've done that to this point, and we understand that's a week-to-week thing. We got to continue to emphasize that and make really good decisions with the football and really try to get it out on defense, because I think that's such a telling stat in football, what the turnover margin is.
There are certain stat geeks and metrics geeks who think there's an element of chance involved in that. Do you believe in that at all, any component of chance, or is it all your own doing?
Is there some element of chance? A little bit. Sometimes there's a quarterback makes a good decision, throws a good ball, and it gets tipped at the line or hits receiver, and he tips it and it goes up in the air. There's some of that, but, for the most part, no. I think it's guys learn how to carry the ball the correct way and keep it secure and not let it get away from their body, and that's when you see fumbles occur. And I think it's, quarterbacks making good decisions, putting it in the right place, and then the receivers, when they get hands on the ball, they got to catch it.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, DJ, a lot of people saying nice things about Maryland after a 4-0 start. Do you spend any time addressing that with your kids and how to handle that?
No, we just, really focus on every day on what we got to do to get better and what the day is. Our guys have done a good job of kind of embracing the routine, the process, and everything else. And so when we come in, it's a Tuesday. There's certain things we do on Tuesday here, and there's a mentality to it. And, I think when you focus on that, you don't let that other stuff creep in. Obviously, we know they're being told good things, but we also know our guys are very self-aware and understand that, any team on our schedule certainly could beat us if we're not in the right mindset and prepared the right way. And we all, we feel we could beat any team on our schedule if we are. And so a lot of that comes down to how you prepare, how you work, and what your focus is.
You've kind of talked about the turnover issue and how that's better than it was a year ago. Are there areas where this team maybe is a little better than where you thought it would be?
Good question. I think the biggest thing that we try to set out as a coaching staff to get done was to get our guys to play together as a team, play unselfish, to play with great effort, and just, you know, kind of with an enthusiasm, like a readiness to go compete. We've done that thus far through four games. We got a lot of challenges ahead of us, and we got to continue to do that. But that's really how, to me, how you measure things are going, especially early on in the program. And so I think I'm proud of our guys. They've answered the call to that thus far. And we know we have big challenges ahead of us. But if we continue to do that, we at least give ourselves a chance.
Your next question is from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
DJ, you mentioned addressing the turnovers from last season. With Perry Hillis specifically, what's the biggest difference you're seeing with him?
I think Perry really understands offensively what we're trying to do. I think he's playing with confidence. I think Perry's obviously he's a really tough kid and all that, but he's playing well at the quarterback position, and that was a confidence that had to be instilled in him and brought to him. And I think he's embraced that challenge playing in our offense. I think Walt has done a great job with him, and I think that's probably the biggest difference, because he's always been a guy that goes hard and does all those sorts of things, but he's playing with the confidence and allowing himself to make good decisions and not be nervous or worried. Just go play and play fast.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Chris Hummer, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach, this is a little off topic, but Tom Phillips has said before that you and Jake Butt are the most competitive people he's ever coached. And he told me last night that Jake actually surpassed you. Since you coached Jake last year, I want to know what you thought of that.
I don't know. I mean, Jake certainly is very competitive and a great player and a guy I really care about and respect and all that. So, I hope so. I don't know who's more competitive. I do know Jake is a better football player than me. So, good for him. I think he has a bright future and career ahead of him.
And just really quick, what makes Jake so hard to defend from a defensive perspective, in your opinion?
He's got really good size and he can run. So he's a tough matchup. I mean, you put a small guy that can maybe keep up and run with him on him, but he has a size advantage. And then you put a linebacker or someone bigger on him to try and, be physical and bang him a little bit. And he can run by that guy. He's got good movement ability. And as you were stating to me, he's very competitive. He takes pride in his performance.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.